The Port Alberni Blue Jays took home gold at the Special Olympics BC Summer Games, held July 10-12 in Prince George. They were 12 of more than two dozen athletes from the Alberni Valley to earn medals at the provincial competition. There were 870 athletes in total at the games, including 31 from Port Alberni. Members of the softball team include Curtis Lucas, Simone Myers, Danielle Tassie, Hayden McNeil, Gary Peter, Michael Booth, Brandon Pater, Matt Deferg, Andrew Geddes, Brad Q, Kenny Tassie and Kyle Gallia. Myers said she is proud of winning gold alongside her teammates. She is 48 years old and has been involved with Special Olympics for around 20 years. In our last game, we were playing against the Kamloops Cougars and that game was the win for the gold medal, she wrote in an email to the Alberni Valley News. I am so proud of my whole team and my coaches who have taught us a lot both on and off the field, she added. Myers has been playing softball for 17 years and also participates in curling, swimming and track and field, just to name a few. I do it all, but softball and curling are my favorite, she said. Myers enjoys being the back catcher for the softball team and is still overwhelmed with joy from winning. My dream came true. I have always wanted to make it to nationals and, hopefully, when I see my name on the list, I will have happy tears, she wrote. The nationals will take place in Medicine Hat, Alberta next August. The teams and athletes will be announced later this year. Longtime coach and Port Alberni volunteer, Linda Scobby, was delighted to be part of the provincials. It is so fulfilling. The athletes have so much fun and you can see their progress. People who started out timid, you watch them develop over the years. They advance so much as athletes and as people, so it is fulfilling to watch, Scobby said. Scobby became involved with Special Olympics after her sons joined at ages 3 and 5 years. Her sons have continued ever since. We've been a Special Olympics family ever since. For many years all, my sons, did was bowling, but as they got older, they joined other sports. Now, one of my sons does almost all the sports we offer and the other does 3 or 4 he likes, she said. Scobby is grateful to be part of this organization. I think we all need community. No matter who we are. If it wasn't for Special Olympics, these people wouldn't have the opportunity to be playing sports, she said. She added that Special Olympics also instills an active lifestyle and offers a place to make friends. They are like my family, Myers added during the interview. Glenn McMillan is the head coach for the softball team and enjoys coaching these athletes. The athletes are so happy and joyful to be there. It is an eye-opener for me, he said. I'm glad I do it, he added. For more results from the games, www.specialolympics.ca/British-Columbia.